go about it.
That's why I have a
Hazard of a
very
makeshift, makeshift system.
long.
Come on, kids, come on. We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Tzadik Gimel yesterday's. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Dalit. Thank you. So remember again, we were speaking about the idea that that depending on how you identify the inner eye will determine ultimately how you deal with adversity and setback. So you're talking about the example the Mechaber gave was the individual who made a bad investment. And the shaila is how a person deals with when that investment depletes all of their savings. So he said there are some people that just let everything roll off them. And then there are some people who internalize everything. This is such a reflection on who and what I am. So he said his suggestion was this idea that when a person takes that approach, what a person is ultimately saying is that my inner eye, somehow these events reflect on the inner core of who and what I am, which of course then sheds light on how a person identifies their inner core. He says, "Masha'in kein," page Sadiqay, "Masha'in kein," Adam ha'omer, it's the second paragraph in, Adam ha'omer, a person says, "Lomdim minisyonos," you know what? We learn from our challenges. "Nichshalti," I made a mistake. "Pam haba efa mitoch mishne zihilos," next time, I'm going to be a little bit more careful. He does not identify the failure as a failure of the self. Instead, he identifies, my inner eye is very strong. It has the ability to still be successful. Rather, I have to learn a little bit better how to invest. Yesh pachos mevuseses. Ech bidiyuk linasei vesashkos. I have to find things that are more stable, things that are less stable. And so I have to go ahead and figure out how to best invest my resources. Humis yachis el ma shekara kilavush mikri. Lo kipegiyah be'etzem ha'ani shalom. A person identifies that this setback, this failure, was lavush. It was a mistake. Meaning, but the mistake is not in my inner core. The mistake ultimately is in my clothing. It's in the external layers. Zoi dugma achas bilvad. This is one example. Aval kishen isbone, but when we contemplate this, nu chaliros, we can see zos baharbe mitchumim b'chaim. We can see this in many different aspects of life. So we'll say, I think this is a very profound idea. Because what the Mechaber is highlighting over here is this idea in terms of how we, his thesis is very simple. His thesis is, how we identify our inner eye, how we identify in life, has many ramifications in terms of how we live. Now what he's pointing out is how a person deals with adversity is very much reflective of how a person identifies. A person ultimately internalizes every single failure and feels, and again, we'll say, I want to be clear, when a person experiences failure in life, it is very important to do a cheshbon effort. It's very important to do an inner contemplation, to take stock. Because when we make mistakes, we have to identify the core and the root of those mistakes in order that we not repeat them again. But there are some people, he says, who internalize every single mistake. It's a reflection on me. I did negative. And when he says this, when a person internalizes things to such a degree, that's very telling about how they self-identify. Because that must mean that a person feels that if they internalize to such a degree, that means that they feel that something inside is really broken. If something inside is really broken, that means that they're not identifying as a pure neshama. They're identifying as something else mixed together with that neshama. Because a person who identifies purely as a neshama, we're talking about the inner eye, is a neshama tahora, is good, then that person will realize that when I make mistakes in life, those mistakes, I have to take responsibility for them. I have to fix them. but they don't affect my inner core. They're not part of the inner part of Hora. It's the external clothing. I have to change my clothing, just like we all have to change our clothing. I may not want to buy the same wardrobe as I have in the past, but Lemaisa, my inner identity is still preserved. Ani goes on. Ani Hashem Bakol Ha'onam. Say the title of this paragraph is, it's my fault. I'm at fault for everything. Can that be possible? La Adam, listen to this. La Adam Yesh Ben Shagadol V'lo Halach B'Darko Shalav. A parent raises a child, and what happens? The child goes off the derech. Now again, you know, going off the derech is very relative. So he uses his example over here as he doesn't continue in the derech of the father. Meaning, depending on your parental perspective, you know, if a child doesn't measure up to my expectations, that could also be called going off the derech. So leaving us, whatever the going off the derech is, in this case, the child does not follow the path in life of the father. Okay? Ha'av gadol betzuras chayim misuyemes. The father grew up in a very specific framework. And the father is trying to educate his children in the same fashion. At the end of the day, my child has his own choices. And when he reaches a particular age, my child made a choice to go on a different path. How does the father relate to this decision of his child? Okay. But often klali, in a normal situation, general situation, yecholos lihios bazeh kama tegulos. There are different pathways you can take with this. Yesh adam sha'omer ani nesisi la'asos eshali b'masha efshar. You know, I did everything in my power. Hey, ha'kivon sha'kivon shalachti b'hunachor. The path that I go in, that I wanted to take my child in, is a good path. Ulai lo his amatzti maspik. Ulai po v'sham hayu shigios. Aval elu dvarim she'inam b'shlitasi. So the parent says, listen, was I perfect? Did I try my hardest? Maybe not all the time. Maybe here and there were mistakes. But the truth is, I can't control everything. So we'll say, in this model, what the parents realize is I did my best. My best was not perfect. My best could have been better. My best could have certainly been built upon. But you know, I'll say, you know, as they say, hindsight is 20/20. I know that I probably did the best that I could in the circumstances in which I was in. Not perfect, but I tried. Yesh lumas zos, on the other hand, there's a kind of person. Yesh lumas zos ben adam shema'ashim es atzmo b'chol ma shekara. There's another type of person. And this person will punish himself, will hold himself accountable for all that occurred. Ani nesisi las, excuse me, es kol ma shekara, es tishalo. If you ask him, Heichon ata choshev sheta isa, where did you make mistakes in raising your child? Now he says in brackets over here, Einenu medabrim ba'ofen shebe'emes habayis hisnahel b'tzura she'inu ru'uya ela b'tzura sevira. Now we're presupposing over here that these were not bad parents. There are bad parents in life, and there are parents that make fatal flaws with their children and absolutely drive their children into different ways of life that are not in consonance with the Torah. We're not talking about that. Assuming right now we're talking about normal people who try, who make a best effort to try to go out and raise their children. So if you ask the parent, "No, where did you go wrong? Where do you think you go wrong that led your child to make these lifestyle choices that are contrary to what we hold to be true?" Who you are, the parents will say, "Eineni yodeh heichan ta'isa. You know, I'm not even sure what I did. Avazu bevadai ta'u shali. I'm not even sure what I did, but I'll tell you the truth. I know for sure I made it. It was my fault. It's my fault." Ein zlo hagdora berura. The parent doesn't even have clarity as to what exactly he did wrong. Vim tishal also who yisaper lecha shlosha maasim mitoch 17 shana shegidal es hayalet. And if you ask him to identify the events, he'll tell you three different episodes that occurred within 17 years of raising the child. Ubahem who tola es kol hakishalon. And those three episodes for him, That's the whole reason the child went on an alternate path. So imagine you're standing on the sidelines and you see this unfolding. You see this unfolding right in front of you. So what happens? So everyone who stands on the sidelines understands. We'll say no congregating in the back over there. Get your coffee, take a seat. That's the rule. All right. So now, komisha omed min hatzad, maybe whoever's standing on the side understands. Shebingan, I know it's my fault that you're doing that. Shebingan shal shvatzrei shana lo nofel al pirurim kitan. Rabbi said, any logical person who's standing on the side and hears this father talking knows that the father's meaning. His lashon over here is that a structure of 17 years doesn't fall because of a couple of crumbs. Not the way it happens. Ela sha'adam, sher kol davar sha'over b'sviva, hakrova ilav, hu mezah oso ki'ani. But in other words, what's happening over here? Every person who ultimately identifies every part of his surroundings as part of his self, adam kazeh nota kozman lahachbish es atzmo, levatel es atzmo. I will say, if what Mechaber is saying over here is, if I don't understand my true sense of self, and I don't have a strong enough identity as to what I am at my core, it is easy to begin to blame yourself for all that goes on around you. Levatel es atzmo. Just turn the page. Koma shekore hu tamid choshev shezehu. Everything that happens, he assumes is him. Ubitsurazu, and in this respect, hu ochel es atzmo. He consumes himself. Ein lo rega shel shalva b'chayu. He doesn't have one moment of peace in his entire life. So Rabosai, again, we understand now that Mechaber is just being a little bit repetitive in terms of stressing the same idea. But beforehand, what we were doing is we were stressing it in the positive. What the author was trying to highlight is this idea that if you don't believe that your inner core is good, if you don't believe that your inner core is in the neshama, then you're not going to be able to really go anywhere in life because you're going to feel that you're damaged, you're going to feel that you're not capable. Now he's reversing it. So that's how you deal with positive, dynamic life growth. Here he's saying it in the negative as well. How do you deal with adversity? How do you deal with adversity? So here's what we know. The only way to overcome adversity is to understand what happened and to believe that you can rebuild. Believing that you can rebuild begins with understanding where the fault lies for the events that occurred. So sometimes, again, the fault lies with me. But even if the fault lies with me, like in the investment case, that's a little bit easier. I made a bad investment. I should have taken a little bit more time. But what is that reflective of? Is it reflective of that I am broken? Is it reflective that I am flawed? Is it reflective that when we say I mean my core identity. So the Mechaber posits that no, my core identity is intact because my core identity is always intact. My core identity is the neshama, and that neshama does not get tarnished by bad investment decisions and doesn't even get tarnished by bad parenting decisions. That inner I remains intact. So what went wrong? What went wrong is another secondary part of my identity, not a primary part of my identity, but what he calls the clothing. There's something wrong in my clothing. There's something wrong that allowed me to make the bad investment decision. There's something wrong that ultimately allowed me to go ahead and make the bad parenting decision. But the core, the inner I, is good. And I've also said the reason why this is important is because if a person in life internalizes everything and assumes that everything they did is their fault, you understand what's going to happen, right? A person will self-destruct. A person will self-destruct, and we'll see tomorrow another, he's going to actually tell a personal life story about this, something that happened to him, but that's what happened. A person will self-destruct, and if a person goes into self-destruct mode, one thing is for sure, they will not do anything productive in life. So if a person's inner eye is so damaged that they think that every setback is mamish because of them, not because of an article of clothing, not because of a bad decision, but it's because I am flawed, such a person like that, unfortunately, may be on the direction of imploding. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll say, pick up the Yeretz Hashem Tzadik above tomorrow.
So the first...
It's going to be a problem going the other way.